Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. That is Super's Tramp on Strawdy's Brekkie Show and Give a Little Bit. It is Monday. It is the 17th day of September. Hope you had a nice weekend. Certainly the sunshine was out. A little bit windy yesterday, though, and indeed on Saturday night it was amazing as that southerly came through. And actually, it forced the cancellation of the 24-hour mountain bike race in the forest about 2 a.m. Because of branches and stuff coming down. So that was a bit of a pity. Sadly, no rain across the weekend. A couple of little spits, I think, this morning on the way to work. I noticed some parts of the road, it was just a little bit damp, but there's nothing sort of registered on the official websites from the Weather Bureau. So fingers crossed, by middle way, I think, through the week towards the end, we may get some shower activity, but it's not going to be like an inch, so don't get too excited. And, you know, sometimes they tend to get it a bit wrong too. We'll see. Let's have a look at what's happening major news stories-wise around the Mid-North Coast and indeed around Australia and the world today. The PM, Scott Morrison, has warned the nation needs to brace itself, rather, for some bruising revelations of abuse in the $18 billion aged care sector. Now, these stories have been leaking out for about a decade now. Our wonderful parents and grandparents and aunties and uncles and friends, you'd hate to see them not treated well in the latter stage of their lives. And, let's hope that good comes of the Royal Commission, because it sounds like the industry really does need a shake-up. Now, from Western Australia, they're being told they may feel aftershocks from a 5.6 magnitude earthquake for days. That comes from Geoscience Australia's senior seismologist. Locally, Two Tail Wines was named the 2018 Business of the Year at the Mid-North Coast Regional Business Awards Gala Dinner, hosted by the New South Wales Business Chamber at Sales by Ridges on Friday night. A member for Oxley, Melinda Pavey, is pleased with the progress being made on the Oxley Highway upgrade between Rosewood and Paddocks Road. The project is due to be finished and completely open to traffic by June 30, which is a little way off yet. In sport, of course, the teams are now number four in the NRL. There's four left. Friday night, the Storm take on the Sharks, and Saturday, the Roosters take on Souths as Triple M rocks the footy. Both games you'll hear live on the M's. In the supercars, Jamie Wincup and Paul Dumbrell cruise to win Sandown. And, of course, Formula One, our newsman Lee was in Singapore overnight to see Lewis Hamilton win that race. Daniel Ricciardo, I think, led for one lap. But Hamilton, again, getting the bickies there overnight. Locally in sport, in the football, the grand final of the Premier League proved to be an absolute classic, with Wallace Lake and Macleay Valley Rangers 3-3 at full-time. And Rangers won 5-3 in extra time in the reserve grade. Port United and Wallace Lake were 1-1 at full-time. United winning 2-1 in extra time. And as I mentioned, the mountain bikes national championship in the 24-hour race, they had to call it off because of the wind in the bush. Wow. On the show today, plenty happening, including Marion and the Bold and the Beautiful update. We'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. And he's got some Wendy Wu last-minute deals. You can choose from 55 tours, 540 departures of 14 destinations in Asia. Also, we will give you the Golden Grand Final ticket. We're getting closer. Who's going to win it? Airfares, accommodation, chauffeured to the ground, five-course meal, drinks package. It's the biggest game of the year. Only Triple M Club members can win. We'll talk to more of our Triple M Club members about who they support and who they take with them if they happen to win the Golden Grand Final ticket. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Billy the Kid, Hank Williams and Anastasia. 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cactus.com.au.
Look,
about our new leader, Scott Rabidon. Look, I promise there will be no wrecking and no sniping. And,
cut it out, Tony Abbs. You have your fingers crossed behind your back. Stop it, or it's hasta la vista, baby.
No, Matthias Kormenegger, stop the shirt fronting.
But you promised the same thing when Malcolm Turnbull became our leader, but then you undermined him so much that your nickname is now Sinkhole.
Look, I won't do that to ScoMo.
It is ScoMo. Where is my Uzi when I need it?
Meanwhile, in the office of Labour Party shop steward Bill Curley...
Right, gather round, brothers. Oh, get out of my chair, brother Anthony Albo. I'm still the leader.
Still all right. If you did any less, you'd have pigeon poop on your head.
Yes, Bill, you've got to get off your bony blot and take advantage of the Liberal Party chaos to make sure they don't catch us in the polls.
Yeah, right, Owen Bowen. Being led by Bill still feels like following Burke and Wills.
Oh, don't worry, brothers. I've got a plan that will make sure we win the election. Here it is, right here under this tablecloth. Da-da.
Stop the ScoMo.
Look out. It's Abbott the assassin. Come here.
Ow! Oh, put the chair down, Brother Albo.
But it's Stabbit Abbott.
Ow! Yes, Albo, but he wants to help us win the next election.
Oh. A beer, Tony, mate?
Look, all I want is revenge on the Liberal Party for not giving me back my job. I mean, giving out knighthoods was my life, so I want to stick it up their nose by helping you guys win. I want to defect to the Labour Party and become your leader.
Oh, you didn't mention that bit, Tony. I'm the leader around here.
Exactly, so piddle off, Tony. We're in enough trouble already.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Elizabeth Hurley has reportedly received a payout from Amazon after her dog was run over by a delivery driver's van. John Butler Trio and Missy Higgins have announced a 2019 Coming Home tour. And locally, Ian Moss plays the Glasshouse on Friday night. I'll talk to Ian later on in the week. Also, tickets are $60 for that one. And comedian Fiona O'Loughlin, she's a very funny lady, is playing the Glasshouse on Saturday night. Tickets are $39.
I actually woke up weird after the coming out. Just for 3 days, I was in a really vile mood. My doctor explained it. He said it's because I was in organ failure, and your liver apparently is your anger organ. And that made sense because I woke up livid. And...
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
That's the way. How did you go over the weekend, Bluey?
Got blown away. Thank you very much.
Wasn't it terrible? You know, I'll tell you how bad it was. The National Mountain Biking 24-Hour Championship was on at Bago. They had to call it off at 2 in the morning for branches coming down, etc., in the dark, Bluey.
Wow.
How about that one?
Oh. Terrible.
And I
can believe that because it just howled. I woke up about 3 o'clock on Sunday morning and it was just howling then.
I know.
Didn't let up all day, it didn't.
I know.
It was just a shocking day.
Well, what about this? I knew something was wrong because midway through Saturday morning, I get a photograph of Al from Mulloway holding up a fish. He said, I had to come in early. It was a blowing a gale from the north. So that explains it, Bluey. That explains it.
Jeez. I can't believe it. The kiss of death.
I'm just sending you the photo now. You can have a. He's hiding behind the boat. He's caused a hurricane that forced. How can you force a mountain bike championship to go because the wind's so bad? The branches are falling down at 2 in the morning.
He could.
It's amazing. Any club news from the weekend? Did you get anything rung through?
Nothing's come through at all, no. Nothing's come through. I've got no results. I can't even give you any details of what fish were caught because no one could get out yesterday. There was a couple of hardy people on the bank here, but I tell you what, I didn't like their chances there either.
No, it was just awful yesterday. What about today? I mean, it was still blowing early, but the wind's really calmed down now. They'll say it'll go southeasterly to 15, then go east to southeasterly, and then go northeasterly by this afternoon. How's that bag of apples, Bluey?
What can you trust there?
I don't know, but you've got your rising tide from 7:30 up until 2:30. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll go out there, actually. We'll play it nice and safe. We'll take a few prawns with us, and we'll just target a few brim and a few blackfish. They're definitely going to be there somewhere, so hopefully we can pick up one or two fish to take home today.
Okie dokie. And there were, I saw some reports, talking to some people over the weekend, and some big drummers still around as well, Bluey.
Yes, there is. Well, yeah. The water temperature, it's all over the place at the moment. And you'll find in spots around the headlands, there will be a bit of a cool change through there sort of thing, and you'll find the drummers still on the bite.
Okay, now what about the footy over the weekend too? Absolutely amazing. Just two fabulous games. And poor old St. George, Bluey. Gee, talk about, I know it's the pressure those guys are under, but, gee, that was a pretty awful end of the match, wasn't it? Poor old McGregor. Did you see him in the box?
Oh, yes, he wasn't. I think he'd done a Bellamy, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. The only thing he didn't do, because when Bellamy goes right off and he's swearing and he doesn't want to get caught on the television, he puts a clipboard in front of his face. Have you seen him do that?
Yeah, no, we'll walk to the back of the room. Yeah,
that's right. Anyway, the poor old Dragons. But, gee, they gave a great account of themselves, Bluey. And when you think the pundits gave St. George 13.5 start, and they should have really, they led for 99% of the match.
That's right.
Goodness. But anyway, we're going to see two great finals, and then there were four, Bluey. Of course, the Friday night, the Sharks head south to Melbourne. Now, that's also the night of the Richmond-Collingwood AFL game. So there'll be 100,000 at the MCG, and hopefully they still get a pretty good crowd. I think they will because of rugby league supporters, of course, at Amy Park. And then Saturday night, a piece of history, Bluey. The two 1908 clubs, the Roosters and Souths, at what was the old SCG number 2. You and I are old enough to remember that. It then becomes Allianz Stadium, and this will be the last game there, Bluey, as far as rugby league goes, before they tear it down.
And if I'm right, I think it was the first game they played when they opened up Allianz Stadium in 1988.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
I think so, yeah. So you might have checked it out today.
A bit little interesting fact too, when I did a tour there years ago, Bluey, did you know when you walk in off the road, this is to keep the noise down because we are in the eastern suburbs, the houses are worth lots of money, Bluey, that the actual playing surface is 15 metres below the road. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, when you walk in there, the playing surface is 15 metres below the road. They did that
below the road
for sound, yeah. So it'll be interesting, two great games, and everybody knows I'm a Roosters supporter, but I'm not confident. I think it's just going to be, and the weekend's game typifies that, it's going to be a bounce of the ball somewhere, and just hope it bounces the Chook's way. We'll see.
That's right.
Anyway, and no news from Paddle Pop. He's still with us, is he?
No, I think he still will be, yes. It'll take him a couple of days to recover, but we'll catch up with him.
Okay, all right. And just repeating for the fishing best bet today, Bluey's customers all got blown away yesterday. I've sent him the photograph from Al from Mulloway. At least we know why now. And we will talk again tomorrow, and you're heading out to the estuary because you still don't trust this wind.
Yeah, out to the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a blackfish or a quality brim.
All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Have a great day.
Cheers. Oster on air.
Mostly sunny, a top of 19 degrees for Port Macquarie. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Mid-North Coast news. The New South Wales road death toll sadly increasing by one late last week. A 49-year-old woman passing away following a car crash in Stony Creek at Pembroke. Emergency services arriving on scene at around 8:15 Friday morning to reports of people trapped in a utility vehicle which had entered the waterway. A trio of bystanders lending their help in a bid to free the pair. The woman being pulled from the car and receiving first aid before paramedics arrived, however unable to be saved. The driver, a 44-year-old man, taken to Port Macquarie Base Hospital with minor injuries for mandatory testing before police attended a home in Telegraph Point that night and arrested the individual. He attended court over the weekend, facing charges of dangerous driving occasioning death and negligent driving. Residents across the mid-north coast being told to prepare as the weather heats up, with the risk of bushfires also increasing. With more, here's Wade Stevens.
With parts of the state now entering the bushfire danger period, local residents are being warned to make sure they have a plan in place in the event of an emergency. The state government playing their role in preparation, seeing the arrival of Boomer, the large air tanker that can dump over 11,000 litres of water in one go in the event of a bushfire.
An exciting day for five Port Macquarie Hastings residents, today officially becoming Australian citizens as part of a welcoming ceremony conducted by Mayor Peter Pinson. Individuals from Italy, the Netherlands, the Philippines, Thailand and Northern Ireland all being presented with their certificates following a pledge and commitment oath. Now to sport and looking at action from the weekend soccer grand finals, and it was an exciting time in the Mid-North Coast Senior Men's Comp with the game being decided in extra time. Wallace Lake looking on track to claim the 2018 title in the first half, notching up a 3-0 lead at the break after scores in the 5th, 32nd and 40th minute. The Macleay Valley Rangers not going down without a fight, however. The momentum shifting in the second half, however, to see scores tied at 3-all after goals in the 68th, 74th and 78th minutes. The Rangers continuing to stay on top across extra time, eventually claiming victory 5-3. And meantime, in the reserve grade, the match was also decided in extra time, the title being taken out by Port United over Wallace Lake 2-1. United's Jared Kohler finding the back of the net with 4 minutes to go in the second half of extended play. Right across the Mid-North Coast, that's the latest local news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light west to southwesterly wind, but it's producing really clean conditions on most of our beaches this morning. And the pick of the beaches will be those southern corners. We do have a strong southerly swell. The southerly swell is producing some large waves in the open beaches. Open beaches do have waves around that 5 to 6 feet mark, but it looks like the paddle out's fairly strong and the rip to the north is quite strong also. So those southern corners will have the cleaner and better conditions. Wave-wise, it's only a bit smaller with waves around that 3-foot mark. We do have low tide around 7:30 this morning, so expect those waves to pick up a little as that tide turns and starts to come back in. We do have a high tide around 2:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature's around 19 degrees.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yes, in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the lead story is Labor holds its winning position. David Crowe, the chief political correspondent, writes Australian voters have given Prime Minister Scott Morrison the edge on key leadership qualities such as trust and economic management, rating him ahead of opposition leader Bill Shorten in a personal context that will shape the outcome of the next election. Dumping Turnbull has backfired on the Libs, writes David Crowe. And Phelps to help test Wentworth Waters. Independent Karen Phelps has launched her bid to wrest Malcolm Turnbull's former seat from the Liberals as the tide turns against Tony Abbott. Also a lead story in the Sydney Morning Herald there today. Now, the front page of the Daily Telegraph says, death dance, 4 drug fatalities in 5 years. How does this happen? Matthew Benz and Sam McBeath write, a dance festival with an appalling record of drug deaths and injury has taken a further 2 young lives from suspected overdoses and left 3 more fighting for survival, leaving justice campaigners questioning how it was allowed to go ahead this year. Also on the front page, Labor wants a house of pain. Property experts have confirmed that Labor's promise to abolish negative gearing and raise capital gains tax are contributing to falling house prices. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies. It's 6 to 7. Right across the coast, and Cactus coming up with Tony Abbs doing his stuff. That is Errol there from Australian Call. It is 14 past 7. It was supposed to be nice and sunny, but there's dirty big clouds out there. Anyway, we'll wait and see. A couple of showers due by the end of the week. We'll live in hope for that. But no R-word rain on the horizon, but a couple of showers later on in the week. Mr. Producer is joining me this morning, perusing the papers, talking about the emails. Can you beat my 3,600 I've got in my inbox? How many would you have in yours? Now, there's one bloke unnamed in our network, over 7,000.
You've got 3,000, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you about 3 of them have got any point to them.
No, this is people sending them to me, not me sending them to people.
No, no, I'm just saying there'd be all spam stuff and everything. Yeah. And you're taking credit for it, aren't you?
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know if you've been getting this one, but I get these messages on my phone, Dear Bertram.
No.
I think it's a Nigerian one, but where...
What sites
Bertram?
Do you peruse that you get
know.
All these things coming back at
don't
you?
Don't you start. But, I mean, the Nigerian ones I thought have gone, but now it's these ones about you've won, like, a $500 gift card somewhere.
Mm.
They're the ones.
Okay.
You know, but Bertram, how do they
and
get my name?
Replying after the first couple of bogus? Because I know you're always in for an earn.
No, no, I don't. I let them go through. But Bertram, I thought, that's a new one. I haven't heard my name pronounced like that.
No.
Yeah, so how many are in your account, do you know?
Don't know yet, mate. No,
you would have two markets now, so
yes.
You have thousands of them. But the current leader is 7,712 unread emails by someone in the network. Very, very good. Coming up next, Strawdy Leaks or the latest entertainment goss. You won't believe what's happened to Liz Hurley's dog. And a couple of really great shows coming up at the end of the week. Great Muso, who I'm going to talk to tomorrow, Ian Moss. And also Fiona O'Loughlin, who I think Jack will be talking to this week as well. All coming up here on Triple M.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Here is an old early bird himself, the great man John Joyce. G'day, John. How are you?
Morning, Mark.
That's all right. I need to get emails too. Is Alan Joyce your that runs Qantas? He your brother?
I wish I'd get first class. Then.
It's not true.
Sometimes yeah. I'd like to own him, and other times I wouldn't.
That's right. Well, Kiwi wanted me to ask you the other day, so there you go. He's just back from England. Really funny too, because God love him, he bought Richard, Pommy Rich, who does Sad Days with Jack.
Hey.
Bought him a son from England because he was over there for 6 weeks. He said, oh, there's an article about that football team he likes, Hull Kingston Rovers. I said, don't call them Hull Kingston Rovers. He hates them because he's Hull Football Club. There are two in Hull.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very, very parochial. And he said, you'll burn that paper if you say it's about Hull Kingston Rovers. Anyway, let's talk about going to Asia and Wendy Wu Tours. John, now, this is an organisation that's been around a long, long time. You guys love dealing with them. They're good people.
Oh, look, they're excellent. They've been around, as you said, for a long time. Fully escorted, and that's what you've got to watch these days. There's a lot of tours
and going cheap.
Out cheap, and when you get there, either your guide doesn't speak English, or a lot of them, they don't actually have a tour guide.
Yep.
They just have local guides and transfer you between the cities, and then when you get there, you get a local guide. Where Wendy Wu, you've got your tour manager the whole way, plus
yep.
local guides. And look, they've been around for as long as I can be in travel doing, and they are just so good. But you've got to remember, Wendy Wu is not just China, and people think Wendy Wu, maybe it's the name,
yeah.
China. But they go to Japan and Cambodia and
yeah.
they just do a lot more now.
I'm just having a look on the brochure you brought in for me to have a look at. And the stats are 55 tours, 540 departures, 14 destinations. It's a fairly, fairly good a varied range, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Hey? And when I first started in travel, I think they had probably four or five to China and that was about it. So they've grown because... they are so good, and they look after you. So if you want to go to any of these spots over there, look at the Wendy Wu brochure, because you know, I know I can put people on a Wendy Wu, and they'll come back and say, oh, I had a great
That's fantastic. Time. Well, just looking at some of the ones that are highlighted here, John, the one I think everyone would love to do, In Pursuit of the Pandas. Yes. Oh, that'd be
probably
nice.
The most popular one.
It would be. It'd have to be. But also Japan, the Silk Road Explorer, Angkor Wat, which I know we talk about a lot, the best of Borneo, the Mekong, Sri Lanka, the Golden Triangle, Inspiring India. And I don't know if you caught any of that Joanna Lumley special from India, but
no,
it certainly is an amazing place. It seems to be a very polarising place, John. It's very confronting in some parts and other parts. Or other people will say it's the most enlightening thing that they've ever seen. Obviously, the Taj Mahal is something that really does bring people to tears. Yeah,
it's a place I've never had, to be honest, an ambition to go. And my mate said the same thing. And he got back there last week and he just had a wonderful time.
In India, yeah.
Oh, he said it was just...
But again, the type of place, I think, at least first up, And it'd be comforting to go with someone who's a local, who's a tour guide and can show you. And, you know, because it is, for the first time, it's going to be a little bit confronting.
Oh, and he did go on an escort tour. So yeah. You need that in countries like that. It might be all right if you're 19 or 18 and do these things. But when you get on, you just want your comfort and you want to be looked after and know that someone's there to advise you.
All right. Now, just looking here, valid until September the 21st. So we've got to be pretty quick with this, John.
Extended it to the 28th.
They've
extended it to the 28th because we've got two different deals. We've got the early bird, which everybody brings out for next year.
Yep.
Great savings. But they've got last-minute deals. So if you haven't planned anything between now and Christmas, they've got some great discounts on tours up until Christmas. So you got the both ends. So you've got early birds and late and last minute.
And our pick of gum. We're going to have a look at the pandas. You'd never think two animals eating bamboo could be so entertaining.
I know. But it's like, you know, anything on TV with animals and children.
Yes, exactly.
Just wins you.
You know the one I love? Was it Kit Kat? I think where the bloke was going to photograph the pandas and they're doing nothing. So he puts his camera down, starts eating his Kit Kat, and the pandas come out and do a song and dance, and when he turns around, they just go back to sitting down again. Wendy Wu, early bird, also other deals, 55 tours to choose from to 14 different destinations. Check them out today with John and the crew at Port Macquarie Travel. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, a radio!
Triple M in North Coast. It is Stronny Fabrecki, Rosanna, the extended album version of that song by Toto. Excellent stuff. It's 11 past 8 o'clock.
Triple M. Our birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, and we say a very good morning to Carol. How are you, Carol? Nah, we lost Carol. Okie dokie. All right. Come on, why don't we try and ring Carol back, because she was waiting on. So come on, Carol, I don't know what happened with the phone line there. See if we can get her on. Playing for $1,000, all we're going to do is match Carol's birthday with the number on the wheel to get the Bickies, and hopefully Monday's a lucky day. How are you, Carol?
I'm good, thank you. I don't know what happened. I just dropped out at the last minute.
Oh, the biggest dropout of all. Never mind, Carol. We've got you here now. And did you have a good weekend?
Absolutely fabulous weekend, yeah.
It was great till that wind came halfway through Saturday night. Holy dooly, talk about waking you up. Anyway, let's hope we can blow a bit of money your way, Carol. What number are you trying to match on the wheel for you?
Number 11, please.
Number 11, all right, Carol. Come on, number 11. On number 11 for Carol. Just goes past Carol. Lands on the number 13. Oh! Can't give you the cash, Carol, which is crook, I know. But we've got your details. And we will, of course, whack you in the draw end of the month to pick up the Triple M bag jam-packed with goodies that Christy puts out. So you have a great day, Carol.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Okie dokie. Also today, if you are birthdaying, you're sharing their birthday with the likes of Billy the Kid, Hank Williams and Anastasia, all born on this day. More of the wheel tomorrow for 1,000 here at Triple M.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
The Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. A very good morning, Reg, one of our Triple M Club members. How are you, Reggie?
Oh, I'm feeling well, Mark.
Oh, gee, I tell you what, how good's this, Reg? And let's talk a bit about this. This is airfares accommodation in Sydney, right? You get chauffeured to the ground. Sounding all right, Reg?
Might sounding good.
You're watching the game from a zone boxed seated area while waiters serve you and your best friend, Reg, a luxurious 5-course meal with an unlimited drinks package, and you cheer your favourite team on, which is still alive in the final four. Who are they, Reg?
Mate, go the Sharkies.
He's got the Sharkies. Now, Reg, are you taking Lee, or doesn't she like the football?
Mate, I just said, does she want to go to the grand final? And she said, well, why not?
Fantastic stuff.
I'll be down there celebrating my 70th birthday.
You'll be in Sydney that weekend.
Oh, well, a couple of days after it.
A couple of days after. Well, there you go. Because you're a Triple M Club member, Reggie, you are in the running to win that. Good luck. I hope Al Shield, the captain of the Triple M Club, calls you later on in the week, or later on next week, rather, and says, Reg, you're off. You're off. I wouldn't say you're off, Reg, but you're off to the grand final.
That's lovely.
All the best, Reg, and thanks for being a Triple M Club member.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot, mate.
Flames Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads and Sawtell, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
I spoke to Trent at the airport, all good with QF2165, your QantasLink flight, 10 o'clock out of port to Sydney direct. Should get you into Sydney around quarter past 11. Mostly sunny and 19 there today, currently 12 with a little west to northwesterly blowing to about 20 kilometres per hour. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here she is, Christy, who's been digging over the weekend. What were you digging for?
I wasn't digging out a hole for the boyfriend, but no, I was trying
gold
to dig
panning,
out.
Or what were you doing?
No, I was digging out rock. A brand new land. So, yeah, okay. It's hard yakka. Haven't you found appreciation for all those gardeners out there?
Oh, yeah, too right. Well, I was doing a bit to pulling tobacco trees out and privet.
So they're a bit like a weed, aren't
they?
And
I forgot my gloves, and I got bits all through.
Johnny.
Yeah, I know. I'm
lesson
an idiot.
Learned there.
I know. I'm an idiot.
And you know what? I made a premature mistake as well. I took off the flannelette sheets and put normal sheets on. It was freezing last night.
Oh, yeah. What about the wind about 2 o'clock in the morning? Poor old mountain bike. It's the national championship at Bago.
Yeah.
They had to call it off at 2 in the morning because the branches were coming down.
My gosh.
And, yeah, it was dangerous.
Yeah, it was
anyway.
Pretty wild there yesterday. And it was glorious on Saturday. And then yeah. Turned to crap yesterday.
I hear you, brother. Okay, what's happening around the place today?
Well, of course, the annual Archibald Prize is on still at the Glass House. It's the prestigious and controversial Archibald Prize of Australia's foremost portrait prize, which over the years has become a who's who of Australian culture, from politicians to celebrities and sporting heroes to artists. So if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Now, Marion, the bold and the beautiful update. Here we go. The wedding.
You missed the wedding. Well, poor Taylor was biting at the bit all the way through the wedding. I thought something's going to happen here. And I thought she's going to stand up as soon as the minister said, you know, who here thinks nothing, you know, the wedding shouldn't go. But she stayed there. But she had that look on her face. So after the ceremony, what does she do? She wants to talk with Brooke, and they go into the kitchen where the three-tier wedding cake being decorated by teabag-eating Pam is left. Exactly. Well, then it was on, wasn't it?
Don't tell me there was a cake fight.
There was a cake fight. Taylor lost it, put her fingers through the top tier of the cake, and that set Brooke off, so then it was on for young and old. And the whole cake ended up over both of them. Can you believe it? You missed a beauty. You need to Google that one. It was a good one. She's such a flip. Honestly, I'm putting it out there. Do all psychiatrists act like this?
I don't know.
Let's
Google cake fight. That sounds absolutely magnificent. And the one thing I think everyone wants to know, was it gluten-free, the cake?
Looks pretty sickly to me. Now, I've got a little thing here. I think now this is going to throw a bit of a spanner in the works. Who can remember who is Liam's mother?
Who is Liam's mother?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we all know that Wyatt and Liam, who are half-brothers, now we know that Quinn is Wyatt's mother. So who's Liam?
Marion.
I know. There you go. And I've got a feeling she's going to come back in.
4:30 this afternoon on Win the Bold and the Beautiful. Thank you, Marion.
Have a great week. Bye.
Tomorrow on the show, my very special guest will be the great Ian Moss. He's going to be here on Friday night. We'll talk to Mossy tomorrow. And remember, if you missed any part of the show today, just go to my page and press catch up. Give an old bloke 5 or 10 minutes or so to get all this gear over onto our internet site. And you can go and have a look at any part of the show that you missed there on the site. Whatever you're doing, have a great Monday, everybody. Hey?
You can hold your head high. God's in his heaven. The sun. In the sky.
Well, I hope it comes out.
And you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.